Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 1370, the right choice. It's Lynn Woolley sitting in today for Jim Cardle at the Texas Insider Show. Jim Cardle is out doing some stuff with family. Good for him. Hope he's having a great time. And we'll hold down the fort here and talk some politics. President Trump has been up in Canada. He's on his way to Singapore now, as you just heard from the CBS News update. And we'll talk about that. The story that I'm seeing on the Drudge Report right now is the mark left on Trump's hand by an overzealous or over-pressure-packed handshake with Emmanuel Macron. Interesting that that is what they're focusing in on, that the president was uncomfortable with the handshake because it was too tough for him. I don't think so. Trump's about to turn 72, and he's got a big birthday present coming up, and that birthday present, depending on how it works out, is going to be good or bad, but we'll get the IG's report, probably heavily redacted. All right, Talk 1370 KJCE is the right choice. Our telephone number, and if you're listening to us on June 9, it's all live and in the studio, and we're here and ready to take your calls. Our telephone number is 512-643-LIVE, also 512-643-5483. We are streaming at talk1370.com. There's all kinds of ways to join in the conversation. If you would like to send me an email during the show, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at belogical.com. That's B-E-L-O-G-I-C-A-L, just the two words, B and logical, Lynn at belogical.com. I'll watch the email during the course of the show. And if you have a comment, we are unabashedly on this radio program pro-Trump. We think President Trump is doing something that at some point could end liberalism. That is, he is doing a juxtaposition here. What Trump is doing across the country is working. What Trump is putting into effect is working. And you look at the other thing that you can juxtapose this with, which is California. California run by leftists for a long time. And why is that? Have you thought about that? Why is California so leftist? Why can't California ever have another Republican governor? Why will California never send its electoral votes for a Republican presidential candidate? It's because of unlimited and unfettered and mostly illegal immigration. California has transformed because of that, and that is why the liberals want the Dreamers in. It's why they want the borders open. And they realize, if we open those borders, if we pass this DREAM Act, we open those borders, chances are in 20 years there will be no Republican Party left that amounts to anything. And that's kind of where they're going. So here's what I'd like to talk about today. What happens with the Mueller report? Where do we go? Because I think we're headed toward a very important month, and I think that month is September. The midterms will start getting underway. They're, of course, November 6, I believe. The midterms, very important. It is an unwritten rule in Washington, and this is what so many people don't like James Comey about, the former FBI director, the unwritten rule that he broke, that you don't do things such as interfere with the election when you're very close to it. And what Comey did first roiled the Republicans, then it roiled the Democrats, and then it roiled the Republicans again when he kept going back and forth on whether Hillary Clinton was going to be investigated or not. Finally coming out and saying, hey, no reasonable prosecutor would investigate this case, when I think no reasonable prosecutor wouldn't. But that's part of the story, and that's what the inspector general is going to be talking about. And this comes on, strangely enough, is set to come out on President Trump's 72nd birthday. Now, this Singapore thing may or may not be in some kind of a heated situation at that time. So you have to wonder if this is all set and basically related to the Singapore summit so that it will be buried in the news? And I can't answer that question, but it certainly does occur to me. So where are we going with Mueller? Where are we going with the Russia mania that the Democrats have? Where are we going with this IG's report? We'll talk about all those things. When we're done with that, I'd like to talk a little bit about Tommy Robinson, if we have time to get to that. And also Christian Sauchet, who is about to sue James Comey and the Justice Department because of unequal treatment under the law, citing as his example one Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. That's going to be interesting. We have found out that the Iran deal that Obama put together was a string of lies and a string of deceptions such as we have almost never seen in any kind of governmental dealings. And speaking of deals, we have a Dreamer deal on the table which could make the Dreamers legal and put them on some kind of a path to citizenship. We have a lot more, but if we get to those things, we'll be doing well. Again, I'd like your calls, your thoughts, your emails. Our telephone number, 512-643-LIVE, 512-643-5483. If your phone only shows digits. And my email address is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at BeLogical, B-E, logical.com. Jim Cardle, who normally occupies this space, is, I think he's out camping somewhere, having a great time. I started to say not thinking about politics, but I know Jim too well. He's thinking about politics no matter where he is or what he's doing. A couple of things out of this summit in France. It's the G8, could be the G6. Who knows what it's going to be? Trump says it makes no sense not to have Russia. And I agree with Trump on most everything. I would like to sit down with the president and talk to him about that one. Why is Russia not part of the G7 anymore? Anybody know? Raise your hand. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands. Nobody knows. Oh, there's one. I saw one hand just then. Why is Russia not part of the G7? It's because they invaded Ukraine. Or actually, they invaded Crimea. Then they attempted to invade Ukraine. They brought down a jetliner, and Putin murders everybody he doesn't like. He sends them a nice gift certificate for a milkshake full of plutonium. No, it's, what is it? It's not plutonium. It's 210, whatever it is. The number is 210. And when you drink that stuff, you start glowing in the dark, and you don't last very long. So Putin's been a bad, bad, bad boy. And, you know, colluding with Putin is not a good thing. And I know I'm in the liberal capital of Texas, Austin, Texas, and that's fine, but I wish Obama had not colluded with him. But he did. Obama sat there on an open mic, made a gaffe, and he told Vladimir Medvedev that if you'll just wait until the election is over, then I'll have more flexibility to do whatever you want, whatever Putin wants me to do with the missiles. I'll do it, whatever. I'll have flexibility, but I can't do that until after the election. If that's not colluding with Russia, I'm not sure what is. Certainly not what Trump has done, and there's no indication that there's been any Trump collusion. Now, I'm not Limbaugh. I'm not Hannity. I'm not the front bencher. That's what I call Mark Levin because he calls the rest of us backbenchers. He's probably right, but I'm not one of these guys who will come out and say Mueller doesn't have anything. I don't know what I don't know, and I don't know if Mueller has anything. There's no way for me to know. There's no way I can tell that. There's no way I can be sure enough to tell you, our constant listener, that Mueller doesn't have anything. This is going to be over. Here's what I'll say about it. And then I want to get to Matt Mikowiak's piece here in just a minute. Matt Mikowiak, well-known Austin consultant who I invited on this show today, but he's on an airplane right now, so we couldn't make that work. But still head of the Travis County Republican Party, as I recall. But here's what I think will happen because of a couple of things. The first thing is that Justice Department rules preclude indicting a sitting president. Now, this is why Gerald Ford had to pardon Richard Nixon after the fact. Nixon did not try to pardon himself. Can Trump pardon himself? That's a constitutional question that is being debated in the halls of justice. I tend to think that he can, but that it would not be valuable for him to do it. He would immediately be impeached. the remedy for a president that is out of control or that the country believes is taking us to a bad place is impeachment. It is not indictment. Therefore, I do not think that there will be an indictment of Donald Trump. It is entirely possible that, and look, I'm not saying Trump's done anything. I don't think he has. I don't think Mueller has much of a case here. So I don't see any kind of an indictment. What I see is sometime around the 1st of September, I'll even be more specific, sometime between September 1st and September, let's say, 10th, Mueller will hold a James Comey-style news conference, and Mueller will go through all the things that he's found about Trump, and he will say, it's not that no reasonable prosecutor would take this case, it's that I don't have the ability to indict Trump, so I will be giving this and a full, complete report to Congress, and the Congress will then decide whether to impeach Donald Trump and send him to the Senate for trial. That's what I think will happen. Now, will they? That gets to the core of Matt Mikowiak's column in the Washington Times, which I want to get to in just a moment. We'll go to break here in just a moment. Do we need to go to break now? All right, we're good for a couple of more seconds. President Trump, as I said, turns 72 on June 14, and so that's when the IG is going to come out with the report. Trump, of course, calls this Spygate, and that's very interesting, too, because CNN spends hours on panels denying that there is a spy. No, it's an informant, they say. Okay, I looked up spy. Spy and informant are kind of the same thing. But preliminary reports about this IG's content of this report suggest that the inspector general will condemn Comey for helping Trump against Hillary by coming out there and improperly announcing that the feds are reopening their investigation. Now, do you remember what that is about, though? Do you remember why Comey came out and made that announcement? It's because we found Hillary Clinton emails. Where were they? They were on the laptop of Anthony Weiner, also known as Carlos Danger. All right, this is the guy that had to resign his post and got charged with sexting teenage girls. I mean, this guy is a creep. He's a typical Democrat left-wing creep. Married to whom? Oh, not whom, Huma. Huma Abedin, who was Hillary Clinton's deputy chief of staff, if I recall. And what a little circle of deceit that we weave here within the Democrat Party. But you know what? That's going to help Hillary Clinton. Because she likes to go on these little tours, and she likes to blame everybody in the world for her loss in the presidential race, including Macedonian data farmers or something like that. So now she'll be able to come out and have another tour for her book, What Happened. I don't know. I have learned not to expect much out of these reports. Because if anything was ever going to happen to Hillary Clinton on that illegal server, it would have happened by now. We have a two-system Justice Department in the United States. There's a group of two. That would be Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton that never have consequences for the crimes that they commit, but the rest of us do. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back and talk about this a little bit more, and I'll get into Matt Mikowiak's piece about the what exactly is going to make the difference in whether Trump gets impeached or not. And it's one word, starts with I. This is Talk 1370, The Right Choice. My name is Lynn Woolley. I am the Secretary of Logic, the daddy-o of the radio, and the guy without whom logic wouldn't be the same if we didn't make it logical. 512-643-LIVE, 512-643-5483. Talk Radio 1370, and we're back in just a moment.
You've made the right choice. Talk 1370.
All right, we are back on Talk Radio 1370. It's The Right Choice, 512-643-LIVE, 512-643-5483. We're streaming at talk1370.com. My email address is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at belogical.com. My name is Lynn Woolley, and I'm not an insider in the way that Jim Cardle is. He knows all, sees all, knows everybody, can call in favors, bring in the big-time guests. I'm just a little guy compared to that. But we're here trying to hold the fort down, and you're certainly welcome to call and jump in. I will tell you this about me. I am unabashedly conservative. I believe in the Constitution. I believe that we are a Judeo-Christian society where our laws stem from biblical concepts, including but not limited to the Ten Commandments. I believe that this is a country that works best when we're a free market, when we are regulated just as little as possible. I realize we can't use plastic sacks in Austin. That's not a good thing. If people want to use plastic sacks, they should be able to use plastic sacks, plastic bags. That's an abridgment of freedom, and it's one of the things about Austin that I don't like. I like most things about Austin. Austin's totally weird, which is exactly the way I like my cities. Now let's get to I mentioned a word starts with the letter I that will settle the debate over the Mueller investigation, but there's another word that even precedes, of course, impeachment, and that is, what has to happen for impeachment to happen? Because right now, there's no way the Democrats can impeach President Trump. You wouldn't even get the rhino Republicans like Paul Ryan and Jeff Flake and people like, well, Flake maybe, and Bob Corker and all that bunch that are really Democrats but have the Republican moniker. This is what Matt McCoviak is saying, and I think he's exactly right. He says, even if Congress impeaches President Trump, a stated goal of many Democrat members of Congress and a secret goal of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, the Republican-controlled Senate requires a two-thirds vote to remove him from office. What that means is, with 51 Republican senators, if every Democrat voted to remove Trump from office, 16 Republicans would have to join them, and that just is not going to happen. So two things have to happen, and it all involves the midterm elections. First of all, the Democrats have to take the House. They almost lost their chance to do that in California because, remember, California has this jungle primary, and it's very interesting because there can be 20 people running for, say, a congressional office. And let's say 10 of those are Democrats and 10 of those are Republicans. You don't pick the top Republican vote-getter and pit that person against the top Democratic vote-getter. No, you pit the top two vote-getters. So they both can be Democrats. They both can be Republicans. You could have one of each. Democrats in some conservative areas of California, and by the way, there's a big blowback out there in California, and there's a lot of people working to make California red again. It's going to be an uphill battle because of immigration out there. The California Democrats managed to get one of their people in most of those races that are coming up in November, so it wasn't a Republican versus another Republican, some of the conservative Democrats. California is where they've got to pick up a lot of those seats. They need something like 24. They've got to pick up a lot of those seats in California. And so we'll have to wait to see what happens there. But let's say they do, and they go ahead, because you impeach the president in the House, and let's say that they put together a group of managers who are Democrats, House managers, to go after Trump, to draft and create articles of impeachment. They do it. They get it all done. They get Trump impeached. This is what happened to Slick Willie, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton. This is what happened to him. But it got over in the Senate, and it probably correctly. It took me a long time to come to this conclusion that Bill Clinton was twice elected by the people of the United States. There's extenuating circumstances because of Ross Perot, but he got elected twice by the people of the United States. And it should be very difficult to remove a sitting president, whether that president is Andrew Johnson, whether that president is Richard Nixon, whether it's Bill Clinton, or whether it's Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump has been great. And I mentioned early when we started this program today, there is something that Trump is doing, and it's not just one thing, it's an overall thing, that could end liberalism if people are logical. And I use logic as my shtick. Logic is my thing. My slogan, is take the vital issues of the day, strip them of their emotion, and analyze them with logic of forethought. And if we did that in everything we did in government, we wouldn't have a $21 trillion debt right now. We would have never, no one would have ever even thought about nominating Hillary Clinton for the presidency of the United States. If we put logic of forethought, if we use logic as our guide, nobody would have voted for Bernie Sanders. How come? How come I say these things? I say them because if you look at what Trump has done, not ending all regulations, we have to have some regulations in this country. We can't go through our political lives and our business lives in this country without some regulation. It's just a necessary thing. But Obama was a regulator. He loved it. He loved slapping regulations on everybody, using the IRS, actually weaponized the IRS. It's one of the, probably to me, the biggest Obama scandal, even bigger than Solyndra, bigger than Benghazi, bigger than Fast and Furious. Now we've got Irangate, which may be bigger than this. We'll talk about that some more if we have a chance to. But when you look at what's going on, say, in Venezuela, that's Bernie Sanders' land. Look what's going on in Russia, where Bernie Sanders went on his honeymoon, and Bernie Sanders has loved Russia and wanted the United States to develop a more Soviet style of government. But you've got a strong man over there, Vladimir Putin, who is one of the biggest liars, one of the biggest murderers in the world. And no, I don't think he colluded. I don't think Trump colluded with him. But dude, is that what Bernie Sanders wants here? And you look at what Trump's doing and you compare it to what's going on in California. And if you use logic, you have to say, my gosh, black people, brown people, Asian people, white people, everybody in this country that wants a job pretty much has got one. We actually have more jobs available than we have people to fill them. So the reason for that is some of those people don't match for those jobs. I mean, you're not going to pick fruit if you're a chemical engineer and you're looking for a job in that field. But still, it is absolutely amazing what Trump has been able to do. And for the fact that you tune in to CNN every night and there's panels about Robert Mueller and the Russia and the investigation and the inspector general and what the New York Times said that was leaked out of one of these investigations today, and that goes on and on and on. CNN's not going to tell you that unemployment is down, that employment is up, that consumer confidence is up. CNN's not going to give Trump any credit, no matter how this thing turns out in Singapore, unless it completely runs amok and is terrible. CNN's not going to give Donald Trump any credit for that. They will go back and find a way to give the credit to Obama, no matter what happens. Remember, Obama spent years telling us that all his problems are because of what he, and I remember the word, inherited from George W. Bush. And look what Trump inherited from Obama, a moribund country, a society with a great malaise in which salaries were stuck and people were out of work and had dropped out of the workforce and business was hamstrung, especially the financial industry, by a terrible gaggle of regulations that we couldn't get around. And now, because most of those regulations were, in my opinion, unconstitutional because they were not passed by Congress, they were passed by Obama's phone and pen. And Trump then can use his phone and pen to undo them, and he's undone so many of them, and this country has skyrocketed. It's taken off, and it's helped the world. The world economy is better off than it's been. So what we are looking for now is to see what happens in these midterms. That if Mueller gets his thing done by the first part of September, as Trump is deciding right now whether he's going to run again, and all indications are that he will run again, and I think he'll be reelected, basically because it's the economy, stupid, which is something we learned from the Democrats. We also learned that past sexual and even present sexual escapades or peccadilloes are not important. What we're learning now is they're not important if it's John Kennedy that did them, not important if it's Bill Clinton that committed them, but it is very important if it was, Donald Trump. So these midterms, you know, if you go and you vote for Democrats, especially in a district that's been represented by a Republican, You vote for Democrats, for a Democrat to do that. The Democrats, if they have critical mass in Congress, they are going to try to impeach Donald Trump, and it will be hard to stop them if they have a substantial majority in the United States House. I still don't think it goes anywhere, because I don't think they will. They have to pick up another 16 votes in the United States Senate, assuming every Democrat would vote for ousting President Trump. And you know what would be interesting? If that were to happen, then we'd have President Pence. I swear, there's so many liberals and leftists in the world that honest to gosh believe that if Trump is removed from office, his replacement will be Hillary Clinton. I find that just amazing. All right, folks, we are coming up to the top of the hour. We've got CBS straight ahead in about 30 seconds. My name is Lynn Woolley. It's LYNN at BeLogical.com. If you'd like to email me during the news, I'll check my email, see if anybody out there has responded to that. You can call us at 512-643-LIVE. And by the way, listen in to my weekday show online. It's from 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock. And just Google it and you'll find several streams for that. Talk 1370, The Right Choice, back in a moment. Talk 1370, The Right Choice. This is the Texas Insider Radio Show with Jim Cardle, except today I'm sitting in for Jim. My name is Lynn Woolley, and I have a radio show of my own. I have a website. My radio show is carried on several radio stations around the state of Texas from 8 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock. You can just Google it, and you'll find a live stream of it somewhere if you'd like to tune in. My website is WBDaily.com. That's the letters WB, which stand for World Beat, WBDaily.com, and WorldBeatDaily.com will take you right there. We put up columns of, I think, cutting-edge opinion about politics and occasionally a fictional story or something, clearly labeled as a fictional story. And I think you'll enjoy it if you go there. If you'd like to talk to us now, our number is 512-643-LIVE, 512-643-5483, and we're streaming right now at talk1370.com. The Obama administration, in my opinion, was a giant failure. I think the biggest thing that it accomplished, of course, was Obamacare, which I see as socialism, which I don't like. I think socialism, especially if you go to the single-payer thing and you end up making doctors and healthcare professionals actually employees of the government, and the government is your insurance policy, I think it will help a lot of people get insurance, sure, but I think the quality of it will essentially go down a hole, because that's what happens when you have no competition. That's why our schools are the way they are today, our public schools. And there's good ones, yes, but they could be very much better if we had more school choice and had more competition. But that's part of what it means to be a conservative, to understand that the market system out there, the free market system, is what makes things great. But I get back to Obama and how he could do no wrong to Democrats. You never had any anti-Obama panels night after night on CNN, the Chicken Noodle Network. You never had any of that. MSNBC was a mutual admiration society. And I don't worry too much about MSNBC. It is openly an arm of the left-wing movement in America. It doesn't make any bones about it. CNN, on the other hand, talks about being a straight down-the-line news organization, America's most trusted name in news, when it, of course, isn't. And, of course, they sang the praises of Barack Obama, and they can't find a kind word to say about Donald Trump anywhere. We are coming to find out some of the things about the Obama administration that are not something you'd want to write mom about. Hey, mom, I just threw a sailor in jail for taking six pictures, but I'm going to let Hillary Clinton go. That's what happened. A former Navy sailor who was jailed for a year after being convicted of mishandling classified information said fired FBI Director James Comey is a domestic enemy for showing that Hillary Clinton is above the law in a similar matter. I actually don't think it's a similar matter. All right, here, you had a naive sailor. He was on an old submarine. He thought it was so cool. He wanted his parents to see where he was working. He took six pictures and sent it to them, and they threw the book at him. Hillary Clinton knew damn well what she was doing when she set up an illegal server. She knew what she was doing when she had classified information. And not only that, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, knew about it too. He used that server all the time, but so that he wouldn't be implicated, he used an alias, and they thought they would get away with it. And you know why they didn't? Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy had that House Committee on Intel and started checking into Benghazi. And it was the Benghazi investigation that revealed Hillary Clinton's illegal server when they found emails that they had subpoenaed sent to that server. And I don't know what President Obama's alias was, but there is no reason for the President of the United States to use an alias if Hillary Clinton is using a legal server. I think all of this Russia stuff that we're having now, problems with the Iran situation, and certainly the Hillary Clinton email server, it all comes back to Obama. So does the unmasking. That was during Obama's administration. Benghazi was during Obama's administration. I find Obama more guilty in the deaths of four Americans in Benghazi than I ever felt Hillary Clinton was. I think Hillary Clinton is somebody who was in way over her head with absolutely no charisma whatsoever, and she was never going to be president of the United States, and we know that now. And in looking back, it would be easy to predict, but nobody did. And so many things that happened in Obama's administration are now coming out. So Christian Sauché took six photos of a classified area on board the USS Alexandria. Investigators found the photos after a worker spotted the phone in a trash pile, probably realized what he had done, and threw the phone away. He received an other-than-honorable discharge and a prison sentence before Trump pardoned him. And Sauché said, Comey let Clinton off easy after she was accused of mishandling hundreds of classified emails. Right after he recommended against charging Hillary Clinton, Comey said that if anybody else does this, they'd be in prison, Sauché said of Comey. Yeah, well, Comey is not consistent. Comey is Comey's biggest fan, and that's part of his problem. He's like Obama. He's a total narcissist. So Sauché is considering filing a lawsuit against former President Obama for prosecuting him without equal justice under the law, citing the non-indictment of Clinton. And I hope he does. I hope he does, and I hope he wins, and I hope Obama has to apologize to him. What else are we learning about the Obama administration? This is from Mark Tyson, a former Republican speechwriter, talking about the Iran nuclear deal. Well, we already know that there was some pallets of cash delivered as ransom for the hostages over there. Remember, Trump has gotten hostages released from North Korea. If there is a situation where we have paid a ransom, I am not aware of it, and I think CNN would be doing nightly panels. And so I don't think CNN is aware of it either, if it happened. And I don't think it happened. So Obama bought those, that freedom for those hostages, by paying illegal payments, in my opinion, doing it without Congress knowing. And look what else. Here's what Tyson writes, that there are several things that Obama did. First, the president failed to disclose to Congress the existence of secret side deals on inspections when he transmitted the nuclear accord to Capitol Hill. Then we learned that the Obama administration had secretly sent a plane to Tehran loaded with $400 million in Swiss francs, euros, and other currencies on the same day Iran released our four American hostages. And we learned that that was followed by two more secret flights carrying another $1.3 billion in cash. Now we've had another bombshell. Republicans on the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, led by Senator Rob Portman, And the guy that wrote this, Mark Tyson, his wife works for Portman, so that's just your revolving door in Washington, but doesn't mean this isn't true. They have revealed in a new report that the Obama administration secretly tried to help Iran use U.S. banks to convert $5.7 billion in Iranian assets. And this is after they had promised Congress Iran would never get any access to the U.S. financial system, then lied to Congress about what it had done. And I'm beginning to think that we need not only a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton, but one to investigate Barack Obama. These are not good things that Obama did. and he needs to pay a price for this. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the Dreamers, too, because illegal immigration is a key issue to me. I'm a hardliner on immigration, but yet I have more compassion for the illegal immigrants than Democrats. Just as full disclosure, I believe they're human beings. I believe that we need some of them. I don't know that we need as many as we have. Maybe we need more. I'm not sure. What I do know is that we have a system that doesn't work, and we have a system that makes illegal aliens the pawns of Democrats who want them for votes if they can ever get them to the point of voting. And believe me, there's a whole lot of non-citizens voting, which I'll prove to you in just a moment. Republicans want them for the cheap labor. The Texas Association of Business, the Business Roundtable, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. These are ridiculous organizations that I agree with on having a less regulated country and having competition, but not on immigration. They are absolutely wrong on immigration, every single one of them. So now we've got something on the table. A leader of House moderates, now they're actually Republican moderates, that's Republican liberals actually, said Thursday that a tentative deal with conservatives is being discussed to help young Dreamer immigrants stay in the U.S. legally. They won't use the word in this AP story, but that is amnesty. Remember, what are Dreamers? All right, they're kids who came over here when their parents brought them before they were of age. That is a subset of illegal aliens. There are not a lot of subsets of illegal aliens. There are illegal aliens that come over here and are illegal because they overstayed their visa. There's illegal aliens that obey all of our other laws and don't get into any other kinds of trouble. And there's a subset of illegal aliens that commit murder, that get drunk and get behind the wheel and kill somebody that way or commit some other crime. There's that subset. Dreamers are a subset of illegal aliens, but it doesn't mean they are not illegal aliens. They are, and we have no responsibility whatsoever to give them any kind of amnesty, pathway to citizenship, legal status, nothing. So whatever we do, it's out of the kindness of our American hearts. What I would like to see done, and I would do this with the Dreamers. I don't believe in any of these bills that they're putting through, and certainly not the liberal Republicans like Paul Ryan and Jeff Denham and Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and all that rhino bunch. Some of these Dreamers have stood on podiums on college campuses like UT and Baylor, and they have said, "We're here, we're illegal, and we're not going anywhere." Those are the ones I would deport first. All right, folks, let's take a quick break. This is the Texas Insider Show with Jim Cardle, usually, but with me, Lynn Woolley, today on Talk 1370, The Right Choice, 512-643-LIVE, 512-643-5483. Come on, folks, give us a call. We're streaming at talk1370.com, and if you disagree with me, then really give us a call. We'll be right back on Talk 1370.
Listen to Talk 1370 anytime, anywhere with the all-new radio.com app. Check your phone's app store or visit talk1370.com/app.
Talk 1370 is the right choice. It's KJCE Austin. We're, as Jim Cardle likes to say, in beautiful downtown Austin, or at least we can see beautiful downtown Austin from the window and the great skyline of this amazing city. All right, my name is Lynn Woolley, and I am proud to be here sitting in for Jim Cardle today. He's off on some family business, and so he'll be back right here in this very chair next weekend. At this time, our phone number, 512-643-6435. That's 512-643-LIVE, 512-643-5483. You know, call and tell me where I'm wrong. I know that's a little hard to do, but just call and tell me where I'm wrong if you spot something. All right, Houston Democrat battles to keep non-citizens on voter rolls. This comes up, this kind of thing comes up all the time. Democrats like to tell conservatives that we want to stop people from voting, that we want people to not have the right and the freedom to go vote, and that they, the Democrats, are championing voting rights for the people. And then I see stories like this out of the Washington Times. Houston's registrar says she's under no obligation to remove non-citizens from her voter rolls under the National Voter Registration Act, testing the limits of how far states can go to try to thwart efforts to clean up election lists. Now, why do you want to clean up election lists? There are essentially three types of voters you want to remove from the voting rolls. One, those who have passed on to their eternal rewards. Number two, you want people who are in the country illegally or people who are in the country legally but are not citizens. In other words, non-citizens. You don't want them to vote. And third, you actually have people who are too young to vote, but we're not worried about those. People who are felons and for whatever reasons can't vote. In other words, conservatives believe that people who are eligible legally under our legal system to vote should be able to vote. We encourage those people to vote. Even if they don't want to vote for the candidates we like, that's our system. So go out and do it. It's your right to do it. It is not your right to do it if you snuck into this country from south of the border, if you got a visa to come here from Saudi Arabia to go to flight school, and you overstay your visa. That's not good. That's not copacetic. That's not okay. That's not all right. You shouldn't be voting in our elections. The liberals have scheme after scheme after scheme to open up the voting rolls to more people and to have more time to get more people to the polls to vote for Democrats. Early voting is a Democrat scheme. Motor voting is a Democrat scheme. Online voting, if it starts picking up and taking off, and why wouldn't it? Because we're about to lose the use of our arms and legs anyway, because we don't even want to go out anymore and put a check in the bank. We want to take a picture of it and put it in the bank that way. So it's everything under the sun. Democrats love early voting because it gives them time to get buses and SUVs and vans and take people to the polls to vote for Democrats and to go pick up people that ordinarily might not go because they're either too old or too disinterested. But Democrats will go convince them, look, here's who you need to go vote for. And, of course, if cleaning up those voter rolls means that the Democrats might lose a vote here or there by the illegals. The only reason, this woman's name, by the way, in Houston is Ann Harris Bennett. She's the registrar for Harris County in Texas. And this, the word is crazy. She's battling, is that right? She's battling to keep secret the names of non-citizens who signed up to vote. The Democrats used to hide this. They used to say, no, we just want everybody to have the right to vote. No, they don't. They want everybody to have the right to come vote for Democrats. And they love voter fraud. They live by voter fraud. They believe in voter fraud. They encourage voter fraud. And they hide voter fraud. And Ann Harris Bennett is a great example of this. This is in the Washington Times. You can't make stuff up like this. And she's saying, well, once a person is registered to vote, a state can't remove them from the voting list. Really? I'd like to get a legal opinion on that from somebody who's not a far leftist. And, it's disturbing that all of our big cities in Texas have gone left, except Fort Worth. Fort Worth isn't leftist. Austin is. It's a great city. It's my favorite city in the world. Austin, Texas is. But it's left-wing. And, you know, the motto, keep Austin weird, could also be keep Austin leftist or keep Austin Marxist or something like that. That's why these little rays of light come in every once in a while, like the Texas Insider website, the WBDaily.com website, the Texas Insider radio show. And, you know, I don't doubt for a minute. I know that Matt Mikowiak is an Austinite, and he's a strong conservative, and I know that there are other people here. California, I have found out, is in the middle of a revolution. It's under the table right now. It's not secret by any stretch of the imagination, but you don't hear any reporting on it. On my weekday show, we have done a couple of interviews with people in this revolution. They are working to turn California away from being such a left-wing, loopy state such as it is. And, you know, as I said earlier, you compare what Trump's policies are to what Governor Brown and the possible new governor, Gavin Newsom, what those policies are out in California, and look how the United States has begun to come out of the Obama morass. And look at how California is getting deeper and deeper. California is a mess. They can't pay their pensions. Of course, the United States in debt $21 trillion. And as a conservative, I've been asked, why don't you conservatives care about that? Well, I'm one that does. One of the biggest times I've been mad at Trump is when he signed that big $1 trillion-plus omnibus bill. I wouldn't have signed it, and Trump has come out and said he won't sign another one. The excuse for that was, well, we have to support the military. Okay, well, I support the military, but I don't support a $1.5 trillion omnibus bill. It was big. It was huge. All right, let's go through some things. We have 5 minutes left. A former Senate Intelligence Committee aide was arrested on Thursday in an investigation of classified information leaks where prosecutors secretly seized years' worth of a New York Times reporter's phone and email records. The former aide, 57-year-old James A. Wolf, was charged with lying to investigators. He had been sending information to Allie Watkins. He may have been having a relationship with her. I don't know that to be sure, but I heard it on CNN or somewhere. Now, there's a couple of things disturbing on this. Number one, the leaks in Washington are all for political purposes, and it really needs to stop. But even more disturbing than that is that the FBI was seizing all the records of this reporter's phone and email. Can you name the only industry mentioned in the Bill of Rights and given a specific mandate that shall be free from government interference? And that is what they called in those days the press, what we call the media today. It's part of the First Amendment. You could look it up. So it worries me. Yeah, reporters can commit crimes, and they have to be stopped, and they have to be prosecuted when they do. But it does bother me when the government decides to go after a reporter. That's part of the swamp. And this whole thing about cleaning up the this guy that was leaking, but also stopping those leaks, trying to drain a little bit of the swamp there. We know that James Clapper, who is, what was he, former Obama director of national intelligence, was doing unmasking requests every couple of weeks. How do we know that? He's saying so. He's admitted it. What's unmasking? Unmasking is when a United States citizen inadvertently gets wrapped up in some kind of a wiretap, and the FBI hears that person, even though they weren't targeting that person. They go, oh, hey, we'd like to be able to go after that person for what we just heard. So they get somebody to go unmask it, and it has to be done in a FISA court. And the FISA court unmasking was done largely using Hillary Clinton paid-for dossier of Christopher Steele. So that's very strange. All right. A trio of executive orders from Trump streamline the dismissal procedures for federal employees who don't perform in their jobs. In other words, Trump is making it easier to fire government workers. This is draining the swamp. He also has an order that will rein in the immense power of federal employee unions by curtailing the practice of union time, forcing taxpayers to pay even for time that public employees spend on union activities. And Trump said, here's his quote, "To empower our civil servants to best help others, the government must always operate more efficiently and more securely." Efficiency and secureness is not, neither are hallmarks of our federal government right now. Trump is cleaning some of that up, and rightly so. All right, right-wing activist Tommy Robinson is jailed again. This is weird. This is in England, and he's jailed because he doesn't want England and the UK to be further Islamicized. All right, that's one thing. Why'd they throw him in jail? Because he reported on a story that judge over there did not want reported on, and now the judge has put a gag order on the case. That's weird. There is no freedom of the press in England anymore. They don't even pretend it anymore. Couple of other things. I wrote down, save the pronouns, collect the whole set. There's a teacher named John Kluge, and this was in Indiana, and he refused to call so-called transgendered students by their name. Like if the kid's name was Bob and now he wants to be Mary, he would just call them by their last name. And they worked out a deal to make that happen and as a compromise, but then they forced him out anyway. So that is apparently where we stand there. Now, one last story here as we say goodbye. to combat a trend of children getting busted for not having a permit for having lemonade stands. You know, like when kids go out and set up a lemonade stand, make a little money during the summer, and you know what typically happens? Somebody from the city or the county or the tax office come by and bust the kids for not having an appropriate permit. I suppose they have to have a sales tax permit or something. In a video posted on Twitter, Country Time Lemonade is offered to pay their fines. And I think this is just awesome. Talk about making lemonade out of a lemon. Country Time, it's what they do, and it's what they're doing here. Jim Cardle will be back next week at this same time right here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice, with more of the Texas Insider Radio Show. Until then, this is Lynn Woolley saying take a stand for this country, be logical, and Jim will see you right here next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.